News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
If you're looking into the weekend and thinking, maybe I'll give the car a wash or water the lawn, don't. Uisce Éireann is urging people to conserve water after demand in Dublin hit record levels during last month's hot weather, with the provider warning current usage rates are unsustainable. I'm joined by Uisce Éireann's Head of Water Operations, Margaret Attridge. Margaret, can you give us some specifics around what unsustainable means in the real world?
What unsustainable means is that in warm weather, we do see a surge in water usage. And as you mentioned there in Dublin, and the warm weather there at the end of the May, in one day we saw usage jump by 40 million litres in one day. And that meant that the usage in Dublin was greater than our treatment plants can produce, and that's not sustainable. And over the summer months, generally right across Ireland, we see, extra usage by people out, watering their gardens, cleaning their driveways, power washing. And that surge in usage puts an awful lot of pressure on our treatment plants. And, our crews are out doing what they can do, maximising the output from the treatment plants, interconnecting schemes. We're tankering water to some reservoirs on occasions. So people don't really know that they have a problem. So really, the purpose of this campaign is just to raise that awareness. We're not actually asking people not to use water. It's really just not to waste water.
That difference, though, is extraordinary. The spike, so not the total usage, the increase in usage in a single day was the equivalent of 40,000 tonnes.
40,000 million litres of
Good
water.
Lord.
Yes.
So do people respond well to that kind of advice? Because whatever about you hoping that the generality of the population might reduce their water consumption, does that translate into individuals looking at a dirty car thinking, I'll leave it be dirty?
No, we're really not asking people not to wash their car. What we're asking people to do, instead of using a power washer, use a bucket and sponge. There are simple tips, available on our website of small changes you can make in your everyday lives. And it's about not wasting water, not using water. So, for example, if you're in your bathroom, if you run your tap while you're brushing your teeth, every minute there's 6 litres of water that just goes down the drain, wasted. Just imagine standing there pouring 6 bottles of water down the drain. You wouldn't do it. Similarly, if you just take a shorter shower, every minute you reduce your shower time, save 7 litres of water. And believe it or not, interestingly, a third of the water used in your house is used in flushing the toilet. Now, a lot of toilets now have dual flushing systems, so make sure you press the right one. But if you don't, you can pick up these displacement bags that you can put into your system in your local hardware store, and that reduces the flushing volume. So they're kind of simple changes you can make in your bathroom. And then in your kitchen, make sure you just always run your appliances in full, and instead of rinsing your dishes under the sink before you put them into the dishwasher, just give them a wipe with the cloth and wipe the leftovers into the compost bin. Saves water. Similarly, if you're washing vegetables, put a dish under rather than just running the tap. Every time you run the tap, it is 6 litres a minute going down the drain. So use a basin under your vegetables, and then you can actually use that water then to, in the garden to water your flowers. And
now,
actually, another one, that one last one that I like, my children who live overseas do it, when they're the drinking water, they store in a jug in the fridge. Whereas, here you go to the sink, you run the tap to leave, cold water come through, and then you fill your glass. So again, that's wasted water. So there's really small things that people can do in their houses to save water.
I remember somebody once telling me that if you leave the water in the jug in the fridge, one of the advantages is that the chlorine gradually off-gases over a day or two, so it actually tastes better. Is that true?
The chlorine levels in water in Ireland, it's there for a reason, to protect supplies. It might, gradually degrade, but settle down over a period of time. But, chlorine levels in water in Ireland aren't at excessive level where they taste.
Now, there's two challenges, obviously, from your perspective with the overall infrastructure. One is the leakage rates from the existing system that runs through the capital and beyond. And then the other is access to source supplies, because for what now, 20 years, you have been saying that we are at peak capacity and need effectively to get a pipeline over to the Shannon. Where is progress on both of those things?
Yes. So on the progress on the water supply from the Shannon, I suppose that is an output from our National Water Resource Plan. So we have a National Water Resource Plan that looks at all our schemes right across the country. We have close to 700 water treatment plants. We have rationalised that down from 900 over the last number of years. The way water services historically developed in Ireland is that, you know, every town and village had their local water supply source, and they're not resilient. They don't have resilience. So our National Water Resource Plan is how we can look at that fragmented approach and develop the stronger sources and the more robust treatment plants to secure supply right across the country. Now, as I mentioned earlier, like when in the warm weather in May, Dublin struggled. And so the solution for the Greater Dublin area and the route from Limerick right up to Dublin and the whole hinterland right up to Mullingar is to bring water from the Shannon 170 kilometres across the country. That is currently going through planning, and we would hope to have that pipeline in place by 2032.
And how are you progressing on leaks? Because obviously that's a double challenge. One, it means that it loses some of the water that you do treat and try to get to people, but it also means your capacity to increase pressure is curtailed.
Yes, we have made good progress since 2014. Leakage has been reduced nationally from 49% down to 35%. And in the Dublin area, we've gone from 37% down to just below 30%. So good progress being made, but more to do. We have set ourselves targets for 31% nationally by 2024 and 24% by Dublin. So we are continuing to invest in repairing leaks right throughout the country, but that is only going to go so far. So really, it's just, you know, the purpose of this campaign is to just to raise awareness with people that water is a precious resource, and, you know, it's part of our environment, and we all need to do our bit to protect the environment in which we live.
Margaret, thank you. Margaret Attridge there, Uisce Éireann's Head of Water Operations.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.